News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Indian and Chinese militaries on Monday held a second round of lieutenant general level talks in an attempt to ease tensions between the two countries following the violent clashes in Galwan Valley that left 20 Indian Army personnel dead, even as the country's top army leadership carried out a detailed review of the situation in eastern Ladakh. The meeting began at around 11:30 a.m. at Moldo on the Chinese side of Chushul sector in eastern Ladakh and continued till night. The focus of the deliberations was on finalizing modalities for disengagement of troops in eastern Ladakh, people familiar with the issue said. The first round of the Lieutenant General level talks was held on June 6 at the same venue, during which both sides finalized an agreement to disengage gradually from all standoff points beginning with Galwan Valley. However, the situation along the border deteriorated following the violent clashes on June 15, as the two sides significantly bolstered their deployments in most areas along the 3,500-kilometer de facto border. Though China has not revealed its casualty figure, there were reports that a commanding officer of the Chinese army was among those killed in the clashes. There is no official confirmation about it. Separately, the top army commanders on Monday held a detailed deliberation on the eastern Ladakh standoff and on the overall situation along the line of actual control with China after the Galwan Valley clashes, official sources said. On the first day of the two-day conference, Army Chief General M.M. Narvane carried out a comprehensive review of India's security preparedness along the LAC with China in Ladakh, Arunachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand and Himachal Pradesh, they said. The government has given full freedom to the armed forces deployed along the 3,500-kilometer de facto border with China to give a befitting response to any Chinese misadventure, government sources said, after Defence Minister Rajnath Singh reviewed the situation in eastern Ladakh at a meeting with the top military brass on Sunday. The army has already sent thousands of additional troops to forward locations along the border in the last 1 week. The IF has also moved a sizable number of its frontline Sukhoi 30 MKI, Jaguar, Mirage 2000 aircraft and Apache attack helicopters to several key air bases, including Leh and Srinagar, following the clashes. The government on Monday said it has placed an import order for 5 atomizer kits with GPS tracker from the UK that will be fitted into helicopters for aerial sprays of pesticides to control the crop-threatening locust swarms in northern India. Of the 5, 2 kits will be available in September and the remaining 3 kits after 1 month of their successful testing, it said in a statement. These kits will be fitted into helicopters of the Indian Air Force and will be used for air operations for control of desert locusts, the Agriculture Ministry said. Stepping up efforts to control locust swarms, the government has already imported 15 sprayers from the UK-based company Micron for locust control. The government had placed an order for 60 sprayers. The remaining equipment is also scheduled in due course, it said. The supply order has also been issued for purchase of 55 additional vehicles to strengthen the control capacity. Out of these, 33 vehicles have been delivered and deployed in locust control operations, it added. Apart from tractors and fire brigade vehicles, the government said even drones are being explored for effective control of locusts in inaccessible areas and on top of tall trees. Already 5 companies have started work in Barmer, Jaisalmer, Phalori, Bikaner and Nagaur areas, and so far 12 drones have been deployed, it said. So far, the government said it took measures to control locust swarms in 1.14 lakh hectare area in 7 states, out of which the control operation is in full swing mainly in Rajasthan, Gujarat and Madhya Pradesh. The locust swarms, the crop-threatening migratory pest, were reported in Rajasthan, Punjab, Gujarat, Uttar Pradesh, Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh. 2 locust swarms from the India-Pakistan border areas are reported, one each in Bikaner and Sri Ganganagar district in Rajasthan, and the control operation is going on against these swarms, it said. US President Donald Trump opened a new front on Monday in his fight against mail-in voting, making unsubstantiated assertions that foreign countries will print up millions of bogus ballots to rig the results and create what he called the scandal of our times. The claims not only ignore safeguards that states have implemented to prevent against widespread fraud, but they also risk undermining Americans' faith in the election, spreading the very kind of disinformation U.S. authorities have warned foreign adversaries could exploit to foment doubt in the voting process. Trump accelerated his attacks following a bruising weekend for his re-election campaign, when a lower-than-expected turnout at a rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma, left him seething, and as he fights for a second term during the worst unemployment since the Great Depression. Though election records obtained by the Associated Press show that a half a dozen senior advisors to the president have voted by mail, others in the administration have recently promoted the notion that states could be inundated with fraudulent ballots from overseas. Attorney General William Barr raised that prospect in interviews in recent weeks with the New York Times Magazine and Fox News. Right now, a foreign country could print up tens of thousands of counterfeit ballots and be very hard for us to detect which was the right and which was the wrong ballot, Barr told Fox in an interview that aired on Sunday. The president tweeted on Monday a news report on Barr's remarks, as well as a separate message that said, "Rigged 2020 election, millions of mail-in ballots will be printed by foreign countries and others. It will be the scandal of our times." But experts say that doomsday scenario is far-fetched. Comments like that demonstrate an ignorance of by-mail voting and the technology associated with how it actually works, said Eddie Perez, Global Director of Technology Development at the OSET Institute, a non-profit technology research corporation. "There are more protocols than people are probably aware of, which would make such an attack rather difficult," he added. And a vast cloud of Sahara dust is blanketing the Caribbean as it heads to the U.S. with a size and concentration that experts say hasn't been seen in half a century. Air quality across most of the region fell to record hazardous levels, and experts who nicknamed the event the Godzilla dust cloud warned people to stay indoors and use air filters if they have one. "This is the most significant event in the past 50 years," said Pablo Mendez Lazaro, an environmental health specialist with the University of Puerto Rico. "Conditions are dangerous in many Caribbean islands. Extremely hazy conditions and limited visibility were reported from Antigua down to Trinidad and Tobago, with the event expected to last until late Tuesday. Some people posted pictures of themselves on social media wearing double masks, while others joked that the Caribbean looked like it had received a yellow filter movie treatment. Jose Alamo, a meteorologist with the U.S. National Weather Service in San Juan, Puerto Rico, said the worst days for the U.S. territory would be Monday and Tuesday as the plume travels towards the U.S. southeast coast. The main international airport in San Juan was reporting only 5 miles of visibility. The mass of extremely dry and dusty air, known as the Saharan air layer, forms over the Sahara Desert and moves across the North Atlantic every 3 to 5 days from late spring to early fall, peaking in late June to mid-August, according to the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. It can occupy a roughly 2-mile thick layer in the atmosphere, the agency said. Alamo said a small tropical wave headed to the Caribbean was expected to alleviate conditions by Thursday. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.